This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 913. Don't knock it till you try it. Three new American slang words. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Today, you'll get three new super fun American slang words to throw into your natural conversation.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's it going?
Hey, Lindsay. It's good. How are you?
Wow, busy. We are doing so much at All Ears English, and it's getting very techie. It's getting very technical. Man. And I just want to be on the podcast, Michelle. That's all I want to do.
I know. It's so much fun.
You know, it's so much fun to podcast. But, you know, at the same time, we're building this new app, right? You guys know about our app, our iOS app that is live in the App Store now. You can get it at allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Wow, Michelle, it is quite a process building an app. It's very confusing.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, yeah. Good luck.
You know, we're doing this for our listeners because we want to inspire our listeners just to feel better when they're learning English and to focus on connection. So I think that we can reach more listeners through this new app. So that's our plan. We're going to fight through the complexity of technology and get it out to more people. So I'm psyched for that.
Awesome. Love it.
Yeah. And when it comes to our listeners, you know, we want to make sure that they are using slang, right? Or understanding slang. That's important. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? We've talked about this recently on the show, but what are your thoughts on slang?
Yeah. I mean, it's important to take slang that sounds natural and appropriate for the situation, right? So it can be a little bit tricky. Like, how do I put it into my conversations? When should I use it? Who should I use it with? And, you know, these are some things to definitely pay attention to when you're learning slang.
Yeah. And also to add to that, which slang should I use and which ones should I not use, right? Like if we find a list of slangs, we warn about vocabulary lists a lot of times on the IELTS Energy podcast over there, because it can be dangerous if we find a list and we don't actually know which of these on the list is actually, you know, really used or which is just kind of ESL talk, right?
Right. True.
Yeah, that's something we want to be careful of. So guys, we're going to try to clear that up for you today. But before we do that, if you want to get the transcriptions for today and save 50%, go over to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. You'll get them delivered to your email inbox. It is so easy and so simple and it's awesome. So very cool. Michelle, let's start with a little role play, shall we?
All right, let's do it.
All right. So, Michelle, when you were in graduate school, you went to graduate school in New York, by the way, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So when you were in New York in graduate school, did you cram for exams a lot?
Yeah, I had to. I had a part-time job at this diner and my boss drove me up a wall. He'd make me work super late. So I had to cram the night before every exam.
But how did you usually do on those tests?
oh, the tests were usually a piece of cake. And end scene.
End scene. Yeah, you studied acting in school, right? When college, undergraduate?
Yeah, and undergrad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
yeah, cool.
Yeah, but actually in grad school, I didn't do too much cramming, and I did not work at a diner, but I have been a waitress before. I think I told you that much.
Yeah, it's funny on our show. You know, a lot of sometimes we tell you guys truths about our lives. Sometimes we make things up in our role plays. It's not all true. It's not all false. It's a big mix of everything in between. You have to guess which pieces are true and which pieces aren't. That's kind of fun. All right. So, Michelle, I mean, we used a couple of slangs here, right? What did we use?
Okay. Well, we used to cram.
Yeah.
To drive someone up a wall and piece of cake.
Yeah. So which of these or any of these or what do you think about any of these idioms are slangs? Are they all like ones that we would use? I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Yes, I think all of them. I would say a piece of cake is like a little bit more old fashioned or not quite as modern. But I think that the other ones are definitely and piece of cake, I think people say more in like a cute, humorous way.
I think you're right. Yeah, exactly. So part of today's episode is about being careful with lists, and we want to understand which of the words on different lists are used in that way, like in a joking way, in a humorous way, in a light way, in a figurative way, versus which are really used every day. I like the cram. I would use that for sure. Piece of cake, I agree with you. And drive someone up a wall, I would actually tend to say he drove me nuts. Instead of, that's just my personal vocabulary, but maybe you say to drive someone up a wall.
I mean, I might say drive me nuts too, but I definitely would say that drive someone up a wall is like a part of my, you know, English.
Okay, cool. Yeah. No, and there's also like a personal piece here, right? Like we all kind of have our own like word choices. It's not always that everyone uses the same words in the same way, right? Right.
No, of course.
Okay, awesome. So let's keep going. So let me see. Where am I? I just lost my place. Okay, so guys, remember, again, I want to remind you one more time, you can get our episodes now through our iOS app. Michelle, you just did a bonus video, didn't you, in that app? Where did you go with our listeners?
I was downtown in a cafe, and I feel like in most videos, I'm like, guys, I'm freezing today.
That's true.
I know every single time, but I am. So sorry for saying that over and over, but that's the truth. You got to feel the cold with me. No, just joking.
You don't want to sugarcoat it. You can't sugarcoat. I love that expression, to sugarcoat things.
Yeah. Like, yeah. That's a good one. No, I flat out talk about it because it's always, and that day, I got a cup of hot chocolate because I normally don't get hot chocolate that much, although I like it a lot, but it was really cold that day. I went into a cafe and that's what I did, but a word, but I'm not going to tell you what it is here.
Not going to tell you. You guys can't know over here. You got to go to the app to get that word. And actually right now that video is no longer live. We did take it down. These videos are only up for a couple days, guys. So that's why you got to, no, that's okay. That's okay. Maybe at some point these videos will turn up somewhere. We'll see. But the good news is, guys, new videos are always coming up all the time. So, Michelle, you also said you filmed one on the sidewalks of New York, telling us a reality of New York City and the streets, something like that.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
So I think you'll like that one. It's a little bit different, a little bit of a strange topic.
So hopefully our listeners will catch that one. Guys, keep checking back. And now we should have notifications. You should have your notifications turned on so that you can go ahead and get notifications when we do have a new video live. Okay. If you want to make sure that you stay inspired and focus your energy on connection through English, then hit subscribe to this show or go over and download our new iOS app. Go to allearsenglish.com/app to get it today. Thanks, guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Michelle, I want to start by saying thank you to our reviewers in iTunes. Guys, we love your reviews, and I'm going to read them out. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here it comes. Thank you to Lucio from Brazil, Naive from USA, Anshan 11 from Japan, Ra Papaya from Russia, and Maria Adele from Russia, Kritipon from Thailand, Jane from Russia. Those are the ones I'm going to say thank you to today. Awesome.
Fantastic. Thank you guys so much.
So, Michelle, where did that slang talk come from? I mean, what are we talking about today? Let's get deeper into it.
All right. Where did it come from?
Yeah, well, I found a list, right? Oh, I found okay. a list of 40 American slang words that you need to know. That was the title of, not my words, that was the title of the list, right? And I thought what we could do today is pick three of the most relevant ones that we use all the time. I picked them, actually, and you can confirm whether you think you use them all the time or not, Michelle.
Okay.
and then we're going to send you guys to the list. If you come back to the blog, type in episode 913, we'll give you the list, but we're going to highlight the best ones today. Okay.
Great. Okay, so, cool. All right.
Yeah. So let's dig into it. What is the first one on the list that we want to highlight?
The first one is buck.
Buck.
I don't know if our listeners, you may have heard that one. So what is a buck, Lindsay?
I love this. It's just a natural way of saying a dollar. I say this all the time. When I was a kid, I guess I got the message that it's kind of rude to say this, but I guess well, it's really informal, right? I mean, that's why it's a slang, but I don't think it's rude. Do you think
it's rude? No, it's not rude at all. It's not rude at all.
No. Maybe I was just a confused kid.
You can say it, Lindsay. You won't offend anyone.
So, I mean, I say this all the time, right? Mm-hmm. You know, how much is like a sushi dinner? Oh, I don't know. $50 maybe, right? Mm-hmm. All the time. Do you say it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So quick role play, Michelle. How much was your ticket?
I don't know, like $20.
Okay, perfect. So so remember, if you know, you could use dollars to replace bucks, right? And it's just more standard.
Right. Exactly.
But what we want to make sure our listeners don't do is don't say, I don't know, like $20.
Don't do that. Choose one or the other.
Choose one or the other, right? That would be weird. Okay, guys. So that's your first one is buck, and usually used in the plural, right? More than $1, hopefully.
Right.
So moving on, Michelle, what's the next one?
The next one, I like this one, to knock.
Yeah.
Not like to knock on the door. It has a different meaning. What is it, Lindsay?
Different meaning, right? We're not talking about knocking on a door. So to speak negatively, to disparage or to badmouth someone or something, right? For example, here's a little role play for our listeners. Hey, right. Michelle, the subways have gone downhill lately, huh?
Yeah, but you can't expect everything to be perfect when you live in the city.
Hey, I'm not knocking your city. I'm just noticing stuff.
Fine, Lindsay. No, just
got a little testy there.
Yeah.
So, actually, we talked about this on a prior episode that the New York City subway system is kind of going down the tubes a little bit. Is that true? I mean, what's going on? You guys got to get it together.
I don't know. It's really pretty ridiculous when you think of it. And when you visit other places, Tokyo, that have like such an amazing train system, you know, you're just like, why? Like, oh, we got to get it under control over here.
I know. It's so bad. I mean, our system in Boston is not much better, but I've just heard like the delays are getting longer in New York and it's just bad news. So anyways, they got to figure it out. But I love this term, to knock. Mm-hmm. So again, what does it mean? Just to review for our listeners?
Basically to put something down, criticize or like insult.
Exactly. I think this is super common, especially for our generation. It's kind of like a way of softening what you're saying. Like, I'm not trying to, because if you say like criticize, that's a pretty strong word, isn't it?
Right. Well, it makes me think, have you ever heard somebody say, don't knock until you try it?
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Yeah. That's a pretty common phrase where people use knock. And I think people say that, don't you, Lindsay?
Totally. Don't knock until you try it. I love that expression. And people use knock. So don't criticize something until you've actually tried it because you don't have firsthand experience. That's our bonus phrase for our listeners today.
There you go.
Okay. And there's one more. What is that?
Ooh, this one is very good for kids, I think, who want to get a good seat in the car to ride shotgun.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And I grabbed a quote from the article or from Wikipedia or somewhere that talked about where this came from. And apparently it came from the Old West, from the folklore. A riding shotgun was riding where, Michelle? Which part of the car?
It was.
I mean, now, what does it mean? Like, if you
it's
I
like in the
shotgun.
Front, in the second command support position.
Yeah, exactly.
I just found it.
Yeah, no,
second in command support position is what
it's basically. Yeah, I mean, it's basically like riding in the front seat, right? Riding next to the driver. But back in the day, I'll just read the quote. It said that riding shotgun is a statement of both position and status, a sort of second in command support position, like Michelle said, who works from a preferential vantage. This is a quote. The imagery invoked by the phrase comes from stage coaches, specifically the person who rode in the seat next to the driver whose job was to fend off any would-be bandits with a shotgun. Oh my gosh, that is so old West American, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
I'm struck by how embedded guns are into our language.
Yeah. Timing, yeah.
we've done episodes on this, haven't we? I mean, we have so many, like the phrase hired gun. You're a hired gun, like you're an independent consultant, riding shotgun. I mean, it's everywhere. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So anyways, the phrase, someone says, I get shotgun or I rode shotgun. What are they saying?
That they rode in the front seat next to the driver.
Yeah, exactly. And what will kids do?
They'll usually like when they see the car, like you have to do it when you see the car. Yeah. You're like going with your mom or your dad to drive somewhere and you see the car and you go, I call shotgun.
Yeah, right.
And so, then you're the one who wins.
Yep. This is so embedded in our culture, guys. And I could see how this would be really confusing if you're from another place and maybe you're taking care of some kids
and they say,
I call shotgun. What do you mean? You have a gun? What?
Right.
So this is a really good one. What do you think about these three slangs today that I chose, Michelle, for our episode? I mean, are these pretty current, pretty natural?
Yeah, for sure, Lindsay. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, but I would say that not all of the ones on this list, guys, are natural. But what's the takeaway today, Michelle? I mean, what's the takeaway for our listeners?
All right. Well, you know, guys, today we're pointing you to a list, but, you know, we warn you about these lists sometimes, right? Because you don't want to just blindly use words that you don't really know. You know, you got to check, see if you hear the words, then use them, right? Or send us an email and ask us and we'll do a show on it.
Sure. Yeah. I love that. I love when we get questions. You could ask a question in the blog post, in the comment section, or just send me an email directly, lindsay@allearsenglish.com. We love your questions, guys. But definitely use slangs. Like, don't avoid them. Don't be afraid. Get into it. Try these three that we've taught you today and see what happens. Okay?
Awesome. Yes, I agree. Let us know.
I love it. And guys, remember, if you are taking IELTS in 2018, you must go over and download the IELTS Energy podcast, hit subscribe, listen to that show, and you'll understand why as soon as you start listening. It's awesome. All right. Very cool, guys. Thanks for hanging out today. Michelle, thanks for hanging with me.
All right. Thank you, Lindsay. Bye, guys.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.